Chapter 40. Chase. The Crystal Empire. The wondrous glow of the moon weaved its way throughout the shimmering crystalline structures of the Crystal Empire, illuminating Luna's night sky. The stars twinkled down onto the planet's surface, the faraway celestial bodies forming complex and fascinating patterns, which ponies and changelings, like Twilight Sparkle, loved to discover and map. And Princess Luna would have sworn all those stars laughed when Vladimir Vespertilio crashed headfirst into a large dumpster. "It's getting away!" Vladimir shouted at his colleagues, grumpily swiping a banana peel off of his muzzle. Shining armor and broadsword shot past as Scarlet Snow briefly stopped to levitate the lunar captain out of his predicament.
"Thanks," he muttered.
"Don't mention it."
Scarlet smirked as she took off after the others, Vladimir following closely behind. All four ponies were armored up in their usual gear, the three visitors to the Empire having taken their armors with them. Shining was in his old purple and gold guard captain's armor, Broadsword in his all-golden solar kit, Vladimir in his blue night guard armor, and Scarlet in her silver, standard-issue EUP combat armor. Scarlet, however, wasn't wearing a helmet like the other three, having never particularly used one due to it potentially obstructing her spellcasting. After ducking and weaving through several alleyways, they managed to catch up with the captain of the Solar Guard and the Crystal Prince, both of whom were mere meters behind the fleeing black figure of a changeling drone. In desperation, Saronis lit up her horn and grabbed onto a slightly out of place, but well enough hidden in the valley, ventilation box. She tore the device off of the wall and flung it at the pursuing ponies.
"Watch out!"
Shining Armor shouted as he lit up his horn to form a protective shield around himself and Broadsword, who were right in the path of the falling ventilation box. The pink bubble blinked to life just as the box hit, shattering into a few dozen pieces on contact. As Vlad and Scarlet skidded to a halt to check on their friends, all four ponies saw the young changeling flick her wings to do a 90-degree turn into yet another alley.
"Blast!" Broadsword shouted, his wings ruffling in annoyance. "This is getting ridiculous!"
Panting slightly, Shining Armor examined the two ponies who just caught up with himself and his successor in the Solar Guard.
"Hey, where are the others?"
Vladimir looked over his shoulder with a sheepish grin and a shrug.
"I think they fell behind."
Shining groaned.
"Gah, extra drills for the lot of them, I swear it!"
"We need a plan," Broadsword said. "What we need is divine alicorn intervention. Why isn't Cadence helping?" Vladimir asked. Shining Armor rubbed the back of his neck with a hoof.
"Baby alicorn tantrums."
"Ah." Understanding showed on the Thestral's face. "In that case, I think her hooves are full already."
"Her sacrifice will be honored."
Scarlet giggled.
"I hate to burst your bubble, but..." "The changeling?" Broadsword interrupted.
"Right," Shining Armor exclaimed. "Vladimir, Broadsword, you two skulk around the exits to the alleys. While you do that, myself and Scarlet will try to flush it out, understood?"
"You got it, boss."
Scarlet stood at Shining's side while Broadsword and Vladimir nodded and took off to do their thing. Scarlet turned to Shining.
"So, things usually this exciting around here?"
Shining chuckled.
"Not usually. Don't tell Katie, but I kind of missed this."
"Love the thrill of danger, huh?"
Scarlet smirked.
"You're the EUP officer, you should know,"
Shining shot back.
"True enough."
Shining Armor's smile fell as he took on a far more serious expression.
"In all seriousness, though, I want you to take it easy. No overexerting yourself, and that's an order."
What do you mean?"
"You're carrying a foal, are you not? It might not be showing yet, but that is no reason to be reckless about things."
Scarlet gawped at the Prince of the Crystal Empire.
How? How did you know that?
To be honest, it was Cadence. She saw the way you looked at Flurry and how you were acting around your husband.
Shining Armor smirked.
And when she told me about it, she was practically squealing like a filly in a sweet shop. She really is a sucker for all things love and relationship related.
I can imagine,
Scarlet deadpanned. Shining Armor laughed, and before he could stop himself, he said,
You have no idea. She had an entire secret room dedicated to matching up individuals she would love to see as couples.
Wait, what?
Shining's eyes widened in slight panic.
Oh, I really shouldn't have told you that.
Oh, she is going to kill me.
Now it was Scarlet's turn to laugh.
I promise not to tell a soul.
Shining sighed in relief.
Thanks. Anyway, have you told Broadsword yet?
Scarlet grimaced.
No, I've been trying, I swear, it's just... I always either get cold hooves or something interrupts.
Shining Armor shot Scarlet a sympathetic smile.
I know what you mean. Cadence had the same problem trying to tell me. Something would always get in the way, and in the end she just blurted it out in the middle of court.
Scarlet raised an eyebrow.
Really?
Yeah, really. Then she was so nervous about telling Twilight that we ended up inviting my little sister for a get-together in Ponyville, and then sent her on some elaborate treasure hunt. It's a good thing Pinkie Pie can keep a secret.
Never a dull life in Equestria, huh?
Point is, Shining continued, just take your time. Tell him when you're ready.
Or send him on some elaborate treasure hunt?
Scarlet grinned.
Or send him on some elaborate treasure hunt.
Shining jokingly agreed.
Speaking of a hunt, though, we really should get moving quicker.
Right.
Vladimir and Broadsword found themselves in one of the Crystal Empire's many streets. No other ponies were about, and all was quiet.
Where did that changeling get to?
Vladimir asked, to no pony in particular.
Keep sharp, Broadsword said. Stop any pony you spot looking shifty. Could disguise itself as a crystal pony.
Or even one of us, Vladimir pointed out. Broadsword conceded his point, with a slight scowl on his face.
Don't remind me. Stick together.
Understood. I suppose we better do the same with Scarlet and Shining if we see them.
Just to be safe.
Well, then I hope you brought the stuff.
Vladimir motioned towards a couple of pouches Broadsword had attached to his gleaming golden armor. Nodding, Broadsword opened the pouch and conjured up a small container of green, paste-like substance. Vladimir examined the container.
That paste is able to dispel a changeling's disguise, right?
Right,
Broadsword nodded in confirmation.
Given to us by Queen Chrysalis, and the original formula was improved upon by a zebra shamaness living in the Everfree Forest. Any changeling that comes into contact with it is immediately identified as one.
Improved by a shamaness?
Improved how?
Vladimir asked.
Apparently, before, it took up to 2 minutes to work. Now it's instant.
Well, Vladimir pointed to a nearby alley. Seems we'll get to put it to the test. Two crystal pony guards came cantering out of the alley. One was a mare, and the other a stallion. Both spun around when they spotted the captains of both the lunar and solar guards.
Captains!
Both began to approach.
Hold it there, you two, Broadsword ordered. Who are you?
The two ponies stopped and looked at each other nervously. The stallion spoke.
I'm Private Valiant Shield. This is Private Crystal Strike. We were with you when the changeling fled.
Broadsword handed Vladimir the container with a nod.
Hold for a moment. The group's split and we need to verify you're who you say you are.
Vladimir opened up the container and placed some of the paste onto his hoof, which he in turn then placed onto the faces of both Valiant and Crystal, much to their chagrin. They waited for a few moments, and when nothing happened, the two crystal ponies were able to breathe a sigh of relief.
They're clean, Vladimir called out to Broadsword.
Not anymore, we're not. That stuff smells disgusting,
cried Crystal Strike.
Hold on, Valiant interrupted. What about you two? How do we know neither of you is the changeling? Vladimir smiled.
Good catch, Private. He praised the young crystal guard.
Vladimir took out more of the paste and placed an adequate amount of it on his face before chucking the pot over to Broadsword, who did the same to himself. Once they were all confirmed to be who they said they were, they could finally get back to business.
What happened back there? Broadsword demanded to know. Where did you all go?
Crystal and Valiant shared a glance. We all got separated in the alleyways. We stuck together, but I don't know where Flash Sentry and the others ended up. Vladimir chuckled.
Well, just to give you fair warning, Prince Armor is going to be having you do extra drills.
Ah, crap,
Crystal muttered under her breath.
Saronas peeked gently over the edge of the alleyway where she was hiding in the street. Just beyond, four pony guards stood talking. The changeling groaned to herself. She had been so close to getting back to her sister. She was nearly at the cellar when she stumbled right into a crystal pony who raised the alarm. And thus, the chase had begun anew. The past couple of days had been spent diving in alley after alley with barely any sleep. And she was starving, too. She had stolen physical foods here and there, but she absolutely refused to consume any of the love energy she was storing within her, despite what her instincts were screaming at her to do. That energy was meant for Puelula. And now, she was trapped here, unable to return to her starving sister. At least there had been no sign the ponies had found her, which was about her only comfort at this point. Saronas mentally weighed her options. She could go through the ponies in the street and into the other alley on the other side, though she couldn't disguise herself to get past, as they had that accursed green paste that could reveal changeling infiltration. She could also just try to run right past them, though that meant starting the chase all over again, and she doubted she could keep getting chased and get away forever. Her second option was to double back into the alleys. However, there was a good chance of running into Prince Armor and the other mare that had split off from the rest and had been searching for her. Her choices weren't great. But in the end, she decided to go for door number two, deciding her chances at slipping by her two pursuers was still greater than the chances of escaping yet another chase with the city guards. Luckily, it turned out to be the correct choice. If she had tried option one and got past those in the street itself, she would have run right into Flash Sentry and two other guards coming down the very alley she had been planning on slipping into, right into her own capture. On doubling back, despite a close call on an intersection, she was just able to sneak past unscathed. However, if one thing was certain, it was clear that once again Saronas would be unable to head back to the cellar, and that Puelula would still be alone. Fire. Screaming. That was all the young nymph could see and hear as her mother and older sister ushered her through the destroyed hallways of their hive. The hive mind was silent, dead along with their queen as she fell right before their very eyes. Now they ran, and Puelula didn't know where. She didn't understand why, but they had to run. Changelings in blue and red armor tried grabbing at them, only for her mother to lash out in desperation, stunning the changelings and allowing them a few seconds to continue running. The exit was in sight, and they were the only three to make it there. But it was not all right, as those changelings in red and blue were just behind them. Puelula saw her mother and sister speak briefly. Saronas seemed distressed, and tears fell down both their faces. Puelula's mother picked up a weapon from a fallen changeling nearby.
I love you,
she uttered as she turned to bravely face their pursuers.
Mama, no!
Puelula screamed as Saronas levitated her up and flung her onto her back. The clash of steel could be heard along with spellfire as Saronis ran out of the hive's exit and into the open day on the surface. Saronis ran until her legs finally gave way, Prelula tumbling from her back and onto the grassy surface below. And they were alone. Prelula wakened with a scream, tears flowing out of her glowing blue eyes as she looked around desperately for her mother, only to see a decrepit old wine cellar. Her thoughts remained on her family. She missed her mother and her father terribly.
I even miss my brother. He was kind of mean, but I loved him. He was always there to protect me.
Her stomach grumbled violently, and she weakly reached over to grab a few stale biscuits from a packet. She sniffled when she saw that she was almost out. That, combined with the near-depleted love energy within her and the lack of a hive-mind connection, it was becoming unbearable. She knew she would have to leave soon, even if Saronis had asked her not to. She began to cry. Soft sobs echoed throughout the cellar, and yet they went unheard. She wanted her sister. Where was she?
Thank you for tuning in for this chapter of Change by Tom117Z. If you enjoyed any of what you heard, please consider leaving a like. If you're not already, consider subscribing. And if you're really feeling incredibly generous and really want to support me in what I do, then there's a link to my Patreon down in the description below. Thank you very much for any and all support, be it like, sub, favorite, whatever. It's all helpful. I appreciate it all. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.